Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting new developments in AI coding models, specifically Tropics Claude 3.7 and 3.7 thinking models.
Wow, I've heard some buzz about these. They're supposed to be game changers, right? Especially for coding?
Absolutely. They're the new state of the art, significantly outperforming previous models in coding tasks. I've spent a few weeks experimenting with them in Cursor and Winder, and the results are pretty mind-blowing.
So, two models, two approaches. We've got the standard 3.7, and then the 3.7 thinking model. What's the key difference?
The thinking model is all about deep thought. It's self-correcting, plans its steps, and excels at larger, more complex tasks.
It takes longer, but the output is generally far superior, especially when multiple components are involved. I see. Interesting. So it's not just about spitting out code, it's about strategizing, like a human programmer would.
Exactly. And the benchmarks are staggering. Over 130% better than the previous Claude model, which was already a top performer. And even more impressively, it's much better at using tools, like API calls and external libraries.
That's huge. Especially with the rise of AI agents, if a model can effectively use tools, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Totally. That's where things are heading. Think AI agents seamlessly interacting with databases, cloud services, even other AI. This tool usage is key.
So you've been using these in Cursor? Any tips for our listeners on how to get the most out of Claude 3.7 within that editor?
Definitely. First, use agent mode, Control Command plus I. This lets the AI create and modify files, run commands, and more automatically.
Automation is key. Makes things so much faster.
Absolutely. And critically, don't just throw a prompt at it and hope for the best. Plan first. Tell the AI to create a detailed plan in a README file before writing any code.
That makes sense. Review the plan, make adjustments, then let it loose. Much better than wading through thousands of lines of code after the fact.
Right, and use user and project rules within Cursor to guide the AI's coding style, file structure, and technology choices. This prevents it from going rogue and changing frameworks or making unwanted modifications. And for goodness sake, use version control. Git is your friend. It lets you roll back to previous versions if the AI makes a mess of things.
Version control is essential. Couldn't agree more. So many horror stories of people losing work due to AI mishaps.
Exactly. Protect your work. Oh, and one more thing about Cursor, the YOLO mode. It lets the AI automatically execute commands. Potentially very powerful, but use with extreme caution. Make sure to set appropriate allow and deny lists to prevent disasters.
YOLO mode. Sounds a little scary. Definitely double-check those settings before unleashing that.
Definitely. So, overall, Claude 3.7 is incredibly impressive. Generating entire landing pages, thousands of lines of code from a single prompt, it's mind-boggling. The future of coding is definitely here. And that's all for today, folks. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.